Jeff Rickard with you on this Saturday night. It has turned into a terrific evening of baseball here at Fenway Park. A lot of showers, heavy at times, earlier in the day in the Boston area. A 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms forecast for tonight, but they have stayed away from the ballpark, and it's been great weather, if not great pitching performances. 10-4, the Red Sox lead the Indians as we start the seventh inning of play, and at the plate, Astrobal Cabrera takes a ball from Paul Byrd to strike. Nope, that's going to be a strike again. Angel Hernandez making that late, late call. Even Paul Byrd looked at him a little bit that time, and the count is 0-1. And he hits the outside corner with his second offering, and so quickly jumps ahead of Cabrera at 0-2. Again, Paul Byrd, a quick, quick worker. That one foul back up into the left field stands. Count will stay at 0-2. The other thing about Burt, got the classic old style socks that go all the way down to his shoes, the red socks. He's got kind of a baggy uniform a little bit. The way he winds up, a little bit of a throwback to the olden days. You see some of the black and white film as he misses outside for his first ball of the at-bat to Cabrera. He's now 1-2. As he starts his delivery, both arms go way back behind him. They meet again in front of him at the belt, and then he continues on. This one ripped right back up the box and through his legs by Cabrera and into center field, and Astrobal Cabrera gets a base hit to start the seventh inning of play, his second base hit of the night, as he doubled in the first inning of play and later scored. Paul Byrd gives up his first base knock of the evening. But really is old style in the way he approaches the game, the way he pitches, the windup, the way he wears his uniform. You just pluck him from this generation, put him right back into a highlight reel from the 50s and 60s, and he'd fit right in. At the plate for Cleveland now, Shin-Soo Chu. 2-for-3 on the night. That one misses low and away for a ball as Byrd pitches from the stretch for the first time this evening. This one hit well towards the monster. That one's carrying. It is gone. A two-run home run for Shin-Soo Chu. And the Cleveland Indians start the seventh inning with a couple of runs trying to bite into that big deficit. Now trail it 10-6 at Fenway Park. The lefty just went opposite field on Paul Byrd. And now, with nobody out here in the seventh, it's a manageable deficit for Eric Wedge's crew. And Eric Wedge comes into this game in a very difficult position, and really into this series in Boston. With one series remaining before this series started, the Indians decided to let him and his staff go, but they are going to remain on through the end of the regular season, tonight and tomorrow. As Byrd's first pitch to Travis Hafner goes in the middle of the plate for strike one. And Eric Wedge has really handled this awkward situation remarkably well. Had a 15-minute press conference after the news broke at Progressive Field the other night. As Byrd comes back with his second pitch and just misses low and away, ball one. 1-1 to Hafner. He said, at some point, I do want to manage again. This one fouled off to the left field side. Just missing the second deck. The count goes to 1-2. He says, I definitely want to manage again at some point. He accepted full accountability for the way things have gone this year. And really, the Indians have had all kinds of problems that were beyond Wedge's control. He probably could have done some things better. This one pulled by Hafner, but not hit hard on the ground to first base. Going to be handled easily by Casey Kotzman, and he'll record the out. So that's the first out of the seventh. And that'll bring Johnny Peralta up to the plate. Peralta so far has walked, hit into a double play. Or what would have been a double play was the inning out to second base. And struck out looking. His last appearance in the fifth against Beckett. First pitch strike for Paul Byrd. Peralta coming in hitting 257 right now. 11 home runs, 81 RBI. Takes a big cut and just caught a little piece of the ball, fouls it back on the ground behind home plate. Count quickly goes to 0-2. So Eric Wedge handling an awkward situation remarkably well. And he and his staff will ride out the season today and tomorrow and then be looking for jobs elsewhere. Peralta takes the ball outside. It's now 1-2. Bird gets it back and goes right back into his windup. This one popped up softly to second base, just out onto the grass. Dustin Pedroia gathers it in and records the second out of the inning. Now, interestingly enough, a man who spent time in the Cleveland organization in player development, a guy who's already been mentioned by some players as somebody that might be considered, John Farrell, who happens to be sitting on the Red Sox bench right now, is the pitching coach. They got a lot of young pitchers they're trying to develop over there. Maybe that would make some sense. As Matt LaPorta steps to the plate, the right-hander takes the first pitch low, strike one from Paul Bird. Badly misses the second pitch. It was a breaking ball by Bird, a slider that cut off at 80 miles per hour. And the count goes 0-2. And he struck him out on the very same pitch. Three pitches, three strikes, and the end of an inning for the Boston Red Sox. So after surrendering a single and a two-run home run to Shin-Soo Chu, Paul Bird comes back, gets the next three batters in order. At the end of six and a half, the Red Sox continue to lead, but it's down to four. 10-6, you're listening to Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio.